The International Campaign to Ban Landmines says demining is reclaiming land in some of the countries where landmines are most prevalent, notably Afghanistan and Iraq. Jody Williams was a leader behind the 1997 international treaty that bans the sale, use, manufacture, and stockpiling of mines. She shared the Nobel Peace Prize for her efforts. Williams says just six governments laid new landmines in the last 18 months: Burma, Chechnya, Russia, India, Pakistan, and Iraq before the U.S. invasion.
Saddam Hussein's people did use mines in Iraq, but fortunately the U.S. and the U.K. did not.
And Americans have been killed by mines in Iraq.
Yes, they have, as well as in Afghanistan. There were some 50 arms dumps throughout Iraq that were very, very weakly guarded, which makes those mines and munitions accessible to use to attack our troops on the ground.
The U.S. is not a signatory to the ban.
No, it is not, which is a little bit surprising because the U.S. has actually followed the convention pretty much to the T since 1991. So when they haven't exported since 92, they haven't produced since 97, they're one of the biggest supporters of mine clearance and victim assistance in the world. The logical question is, why not sign? Why not look good on one multilateral issue today in the world?
How many countries have signed?
There are now 136 states parties, the most recent being Belarus, which is hugely important because they have a massive stockpile of 4 million landmines. And getting them to destroy those mines within the 4 years mandated by the treaty is going to be a significant step forward. As it is, more than 52 million stockpiled mines have been destroyed in 69 countries in the world.
And the holdouts?
The United States and Cuba, Iraq, Iran, the Koreas.
Afghanistan is being demined.
Afghanistan actually has signed the mine ban treaty, and their demining program is among the best in the world. They're really pioneers in shaping how humanitarian mine clearance is carried out. Humanitarian mine clearance, of course, is clearing every mine from the ground so that families can return to their villages and plant crops and survive.
That's going to take a while.
Of course it's going to take a while, but efforts are being focused on making the country's mine safe, then finally mine clear. I mean, in 1996, which is the last year for which the French government gave these statistics, some 36 French farmers hit landmines when tilling their fields.
What about Iraq? What's the prospect for demining Iraq?
Iraq is a huge challenge, not only because there are millions of mines in the ground there, but because of the situation on the ground, because some of those mines and munitions are being used to attack not only our soldiers, but also humanitarian aid workers and mine clearance officials. One of our colleagues from the Mines Advisory Group, which is a British non-governmental organization that is involved with mine clearance all over the world, their people were attacked and one of their expat deminers was killed. The demining program was only being carried out in the northern part of the country until the invasion. It has now expanded to the entire country.
Worldwide, how many injuries to mines in the period you studied?
Probably about 15,000 to 20,000 new victims.
Military, civilian, or both?
In countries at peace, it's all civilian. I mean, that's one of the tragedies of this weapon. They do not recognize a peace accord.